From Tidbits on April 18th, 2016, this is IK Multimedia iRig Acoustic, More Twang for the Buck, by Jeff Duncan. Mobile devices like iPhones, iPads, and yes, even the lowly iPod have changed the ways musicians make and record music, just as they've transformed the way so many other people do their work. But while players of electric and electronic instruments can choose from a variety of apps and tools to manipulate and manage their sound, acoustic musicians have largely been left out. Getting an acoustic instrument into the mobile technology world still requires all the fuss and bother of microphones. Paraphernalia like cables, stands, preamps, windscreens, snakes, and phantom power usually make the technology anything but convenient and portable. What's the big deal? You probably have a microphone you can connect to a mobile device. Why not use that? You can. But almost any musician will tell you that making an instrument sound good using an everyday mobile mic is an exercise in futility. Most mobile mics focus on making proximate, meaning very close by, voices sound clear and intelligible. That's not the same thing as accurately capturing the sound and tone of a musical instrument. It might be fun to play FaceTime karaoke with your friends using your iPhone headset, but that same headset is unlikely to do a good job recording a violin, a trumpet, an upright bass, a harmonica, or any other acoustic instrument. IK Multimedia aims to solve that problem, at least for acoustic guitars and similar instruments, with its iRig Acoustic, a clip-on, wired microphone designed to work directly with Apple's iPhone, iPad, and iPod Touch, as well as many Macs. iRig Acoustic works with a family of mobile apps from IK Multimedia to offer a wide range of live sound manipulation and recording capabilities, and claims to offer, quote, "the sound quality of studio mics, only better," unquote. By better, they mean more portable, but also less expensive. At $50, iRig Acoustic is far cheaper than any studio microphone. So how does iRig Acoustic stack up? Is it truly the mic that can bring acoustic guitars into the world of mobile performance and recording? Setting up the iRig Acoustic. The iRig Acoustic hardware is straightforward. The mic is attached to a flexible, rubberized clip designed to slip onto the rim of the sound hole of a typical flat-top acoustic guitar, or instruments with a similar design, like a ukulele. iRig Acoustic is not intended for other types of stringed acoustic instruments, like banjos, archtop guitars, mandolins, and violins. But if it's got a flat top and a round sound hole, iRig Acoustic should work. A slim 6.5-foot or 2-meter cable runs from the iRig Acoustic mic to a mini jack that can plug into the headphone jack of an iOS device or some, but not all, Macs. There's also an output jack at the end of the cable that can accept a headset or serve as a line out to other devices. The idea is that you clamp the iRig onto your instrument, plug the iRig into your device, then pop your headphones into the iRig's breakout jack so you can hear what your guitar sounds like, listen to what you've recorded, or just play along to some music on your device. You could also use the output jack to send audio to an amp, mixer, or other audio gear for performing or recording. IK Multimedia makes a big deal out of the iRig mic using MEMS technology. MEMS stands for Microelectrical Mechanical Systems. It's an odd acronym to throw around because MEMS mainly refers to the size of components, usually 100 micrometers or less, rather than their quality or their audio capabilities. The principal appeal of MEMS is probably its durability. It's basically the same tough technology as a smartphone mic. The iRig Acoustic won't break when you do a mic drop. And you probably will drop it and other things on the floor. As a recording musician, I'm used to working in a swarm of cabling, but those skills didn't help me at all with the lightweight, flimsy cable on the iRig Acoustic. I was constantly snagging the iRig Acoustic cable on stands, stools, cases, guitar necks, shoelaces, cuffs, and any other nearby object. The problem only got worse when I tried to monitor using earbuds on the iRig Acoustic's breakout jack. At that point, it seemed any significant motion of my head or arms, such as picking up or setting down a guitar, ran a 50-50 chance of pulling my iPhone or iPad onto the floor and ripping earbuds out of my ears. However, the iRig Acoustic shrugged it all off, and I quickly put pillows and a jacket where my iOS devices were likely to fall. And fall they did. Working with iRig Acoustic. You can record with the iRig right into standard audio programs like Apple's GarageBand. However, iK Multimedia offers a suite of apps to record and modify your sound. Some are free, some are paid, and all of them offer optional in-app purchases. In iOS, the principal app is Amplitube Acoustic, part of iK Multimedia's line of Amplitube apps, originally intended for electric guitar. There are two versions, one free with basic features, and a $9.99 version with more processing capabilities. Both can be augmented with in-app purchases. The Amplitube name is a bit unfortunate. I mean, acoustic players don't generally use gritty tube amps, but just roll with it. Amplitube Acoustic's features are not merely warmed over items from the electric guitar apps. However, those acoustic features are not yet available in the Amplitube app for Mac, so right now, iOS is your only option. Getting started with the iRig and Amplitube Acoustic triggers a calibration process that creates a profile for your instrument. Basically, set up the iRig, strum your open strings for a few seconds, and you're done. You can create and save multiple profiles if you plan to use iRig Acoustic with several instruments, although in my testing, the app occasionally lost track of the calibration profiles. Fortunately, creating a new one is pretty quick. As I noted, you can record with the iRig Acoustic using any compatible app, and the Amplitube Acoustic app can act as a preprocessor to other iOS recording apps, like GarageBand, using iOS Inter-App Audio or AudioBus. Using Amplitube Acoustic at least as a preprocessor or preamp gives you two primary advantages. The first is the Amplitube Acoustic calibration profile, which truly seems to give a better recorded sound. The second is the variety of amp models, effects, and equalization features available in the Amplitube Acoustic app. These capabilities not only make your guitar sound better, or at least different, but they're also applied to the signal on the output jack of the iRig cable, so you can hear them in your headphones or send them to a mixer, computer, or other audio system. What options are available? This is where Amplitube Acoustic becomes incredibly confusing. So confusing that iK Multimedia has a three-menu configurator on their website to describe the options, and even that complicated matrix doesn't identify features unlocked only with multiple product registrations. So, here's a quick summary. Paying for the $9.99 version gets you three amp models, including two acoustic-oriented solid-state amps, one drum groove to play along with, and potentially useful processing tools like a compressor, a 12-string effect, a bass octaver for more low end, and a digital body modeler that tries to make your guitar sound more like one of five typical guitar body types. In contrast, the free version has one solid-state amp model, a compressor, which is only available with app registration, and a parametric EQ, which is only available when you register the iRig Acoustic. The free version works fine, but any stray tap is likely to bring up a solicitation to make an in-app purchase. Both versions have a feedback killer, handy for stage performance, and a single-track recorder so you can record yourself playing. If you want to record multiple tracks, say two guitar parts, you can add an 8-track recorder and additional mixing effects for a $26.99 in-app purchase. Want a large, easy-to-see tuner? That's $9.99. A looper so you can play along with yourself by layering parts on top of each other? That's another $9.99. More drum grooves to play along with? That's another $3.99 per pack to $24.99 for an all-inclusive set, including genres like pop, metal, country, funk, blues, Latin, and reggae. Off the shelf, the iRig Acoustic hardware is about $50. But if you add up the cost of apps and in-app purchases that iK Multimedia highlights as key features for iRig Acoustic, the total can approach $150. On one hand, Amplitude's approach enables customers to cherry-pick features they want without paying for features they don't. For instance, I have no interest in drum loops, but consider a multi-track recorder as fundamental as oxygen. Other people feel the opposite way. But on the other hand, it does feel like being nickeled and dimed. You've just spent $50 on the iRig Acoustic, and now you're expected to buy apps and add-ons just to use it? Starting out with the free version of Amplitude Acoustic can be an exercise in frustration, and it's hard to justify $27 for a multi-track recorder when GarageBand is free for both iOS and OS X, assuming you have enough storage for all its loops, instruments, and features. How does iRig Acoustic sound? None of this matters if you don't like the sound coming from the iRig Acoustic. So how does it sound? Not bad. You've been listening to it throughout the audio version of this article, but recording studios and conventional microphones have nothing to fear. To try the iRig Acoustic, I put together a simple test setup in my home office to record myself three different ways: with the guitar's onboard piezo pickup system, with two inexpensive, large diaphragm condenser microphones, one close to the guitar and one a few feet away, and finally, with the iRig Acoustic, running through the Amplitude Acoustic app with a calibration profile. I played a six-string dreadnought-style acoustic guitar and recorded all the sources simultaneously into four separate tracks using a Motu 828X Thunderbolt audio interface connected to my Mac. Aside from converting to MP3 for online use, I have not applied any additional processing like compression, reverb, or limiting. The audio is just as it came into the Mac. The piezo system, the type of pickup built into most so-called acoustic electric guitars, sounds characteristically fizzy and thin, and it has a quacky attack with little bass. Piezos almost always have this tone. They don't sound great or like the guitar in which they've been installed, but they're handy on stage because they resist feedback and a performer can move around freely rather than being hostage to a microphone. The traditional mics, one very close and one about 4 feet away, sound more natural, but miking guitar is a tricky thing. Here, the close mic gets detail like finger and string sounds, but also boomy mid-range. The distant mic captures a more natural guitar sound, but also a great deal of room tone, the sound of the guitar echoing quickly around my home office. If your room sounds good, room tone can make your recording sound wonderful. This room tone is not good, as the third example clearly demonstrates. That's why I kept it. Unfortunately, once you record room tone, no amount of audio trickery can remove it. Professional recordings of acoustic guitars are often a blend of close and distant microphones and either a good room or a deadened room that has been silenced with foam and acoustic panels that control or eliminate echo. In these test recordings, each mic contributes roughly equally to the sound. The iRig Acoustic doesn't have the fizz and quack of the piezo system, which is good, and barely captures any room tone, which means it should deliver consistent results even in a bad room. This is also good. Unfortunately, it also sounds boxy. The guitar's bass notes are muddy and overpower the middle of the instrument's range. The iRig Acoustic captures detail, but it also weirdly accentuates some very high tones. On the gentle arpeggiated piece, compare the string rattle picked up by the iRig compared to the mics. The iRig records an irritating fizz, where the mics register only normal fret noise. The iRig Acoustic also has less dynamic range than either the mics or the piezo system, and produced very low output level on the second and third recordings. I created new calibration profiles for each of those recordings, which helped a bit, and adjusted levels in Amplitude Acoustic, but was never pleased with the strength of the iRig Acoustic's signal. The pros and cons of each setup are apparent in these sample recordings. The first recording is relatively forceful strumming, the second is a more delicate arpeggiated part, and the third is a bunch of sloppy but snappy goofing around. I was just testing levels when I recorded it, but it showed something interesting. So let's get to it. This is the example with the loud strumming, starting with the piezo pickup. The These are two conventional microphones. And this is the iRig Acoustic. Once more, real quick, piezo. Conventional microphones. And the iRig Acoustic. Okay, let's try something a little quieter. This is the second arpeggiated example, again, starting out with the piezo pickup. These are conventional microphones. This is the iRig Acoustic. The third example is me just goofing around. I'd been experimenting with different styles of playing before recording the real versions for this article, but kept this one because it shows something interesting about room tone and the way the iRig Acoustic responds. First, the piezo pickup. Hear the quack? These are conventional microphones. Hear the room tone? This is the iRig Acoustic. Just for fun, here's the piezo, the mics, and the iRig all at once. Here's a hidden track for the audio version of this article. Amplitube Acoustic includes a 12-string effect, which attempts to make a standard 6-string guitar sound more like a 12-string guitar. If you're not familiar, a 12-string guitar has an additional set of 6 strings that ride in pairs alongside the strings of a regular 6-string guitar. On the bass side, those strings are tuned an octave higher. On the treble side, they're the same pitch as the regular guitar strings. The result is a very chiming sound from the additional high strings, and a very full sound because it's almost physically impossible for a 12-string to be perfectly in tune, so the sound swims a little bit. So here's that loud strumming we heard in our first example on a 6-string guitar. And here's that same guitar with Amplitube Acoustic's 12-string effect. That sure sounds different, but this is what an actual 12-string sounds like, recorded through the iRig Acoustic. The iRig effect isn't going to fool anybody, but that doesn't mean it can't be useful. Bottom line. When I was a kid, I used to record acoustic guitars by dropping a tape recorder's condenser microphone into the sound hole and hoping for the best. The iRig Acoustic reminds me of those recordings, which isn't too surprising since it is literally a microphone inside a guitar. However, the iRig Acoustic produces significantly better results by being purpose-built for guitars, calibrated to an instrument or even a performance via the Amplitube app, and tweakable with effects and equalization before recording. That boomy mid-range I experienced with the iRig Acoustic is actually easy to manage with the parametric EQ available in Amplitube Acoustic, including the free version with iRig Acoustic registration. The iRig Acoustic does a reasonably good job of capturing the flavor of an instrument and a performance, and it doesn't seem bothered by the thumps and rattles of aggressive playing or a performer moving around. That said, I find the logistics of using iRig Acoustic troublesome. Having a lightweight cable tethering my guitar to an iOS device is awkward at best, and the setup becomes untenable using earbuds. I would not gig with it. My iOS device would slam to the stage in less than a minute. If you're looking for an affordable solution to make basic recordings of an acoustic guitar, you could do a lot worse than an iRig Acoustic. I know players who would love to have one on the road. Similarly, the iRig Acoustic could be a great solution or a great gift for students and budding musicians who are just getting started with playing and recording. It doesn't sound as good as recording with real microphones, even inexpensive ones, but it's cheaper and much more portable, and for some players, that will make all the difference. Time for another bonus track. Remember how I said the iRig Acoustic's tone is easily managed with parametric EQ? That's what I've done here. I've taken the 6-string and 12-string strumming parts we've heard before and put them alongside other instruments in GarageBand. All the settings here are defaults available in GarageBand. This is literally a point-and-click mix. See how it sounds. And here's how those iRig guitars sound alongside a couple other instruments in a mix. I admit I've been doing this sort of thing for years, and first-time GarageBand users aren't likely to get results this clean right out of the gate. But these are perfectly usable acoustic guitar tones, achieved very quickly with a $50 piece of equipment. Not bad. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile and ScanSnap. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our very own iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Jeff Duncan. Thanks for listening.